A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Let the spirit take you and take it all in.
It is somehow October.
Welcome to October.
Fall is here, fall vibes.
It does. This week feels like fall in LA.
At night, it's cooling off.
There's a mist.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Marine layer.
I'm very into some hazy fall energy.
Shadows. The sun has that kind of muted fall light, even if it's a little warm.
Also, knock on wood, but no totally huge out of control fires so far.
Don't you say that, because we've had some in November, if you remember.
Oh yeah. Well,
there's always a chance.
TBD.
But yeah, it's a crazy, this year went by.
We're Q4.
Yeah, we're Q4 already.
That's fucking crazy.
Two more months.
We were in Q2 like 10 days ago.
2 months left. Christmas is like next week.
Three. Let's not get it.
All right.
2¾.
Christmas is next week.
Mm-hmm. Get ready. Hope you bought all your gifts. Hope you made some holiday travel plans.
By the end of the month, it is Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is always so jarring.
In LA, everyone's like, they're winding down their work for the next rest of the year. Except for us. We'll be working hard.
Hollywood literally is like, they wind down their work for the summer. They work for like 2 months and they're like, well.
Memorial Day, they're winding down for the summer. They're just, then, things are slowing down.
September, and then
After Labor Day, they're like, all right, we're ready to hit the ground running. We're fucking going.
And then come Halloween, it's
we're winding down again.
We are winding down. We'll see you in pilot season. And then it's suddenly shut down till February. Work, 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 work.
LA, it's like they were like after New Year's, everyone is back, but they're winding up. They're blind. They're like, we are just winding up and catching up and getting up and running. And then like February to like May, you have a really good chance of getting your phone calls answered, getting emails returned.
But just know on the phone call. we are facing down.
God forbid. I mean, holiday. If they're taking holiday weekends, they're starting up in bed, but winding down for MLK Day. They're like winding down for President's Day. And then they wind back up. So really you're looking
at... It's almost Valentine's Day.
Ooh, we got to wind down this year. But we'll wind back.
St. Patrick's Day in Gaelic. Ooh.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on like... Catholics and Ash Wednesday.
Ooh, it's Ash Wednesday.
It is Ash Wednesday. No, LA
basically is like, you know, in Chicago, isn't it like 100 days of summer or something? Like the only...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. In LA, it's 100 days
of work. That's the secret, is if you can handle working in like the business side of entertainment, which like, I respect you.
Yeah,
because
same. It's hard.
That is a hellish ladder to climb. I've been there and lasted.
No, they work hard, but when they're working.
You work hard to get in a place where then you can just start winding down. And then you're just winding up and winding down. And then you've reached your 100 days of work cruise.
LA feels in general just like a city of winding down of sorts.
It's a constant
quiet quitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow, quiet quitting. It's kind of a nihilist city. A little bit, right?
It's awful. Yeah,
it's awful. It's a hell. It's truly hell. Please, no one else move here.
No, stop moving here for the love of God. Please don't move.
It was okay when I moved here, but not.
No, now we've reached capacity and no one else can move here. Sorry. Just not even out of like competition vibes,
no,
truly.
It's sparing yourself.
Spare yourself. And honestly, there's not enough housing. People are just me trying to find apartments or figure something out. And when y'all move here and you take the apartments, it means the old timers, the senior citizens, such as myself, can't move anywhere.
Wind down
on moving. Also, why would you move here when you could move literally anywhere else and do your job and still have like a full-fledged LA career? You don't even have to live here anymore. You could actually, here's the thing. You should create a fake address. Say you move to LA, Photoshop yourself like in every LA place, put your fake address on all of your scripts, do all of your meetings on Zoom, and it will be as though you just live in LA. Meanwhile, you can live in like Chattanooga, Tennessee, where they have the fastest internet in the entire United States.
Really?
Yeah. My stepbrother lives there and he was telling me.
What?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Why?
They have a lot of remote workers that work there, and the whole thing is like, I don't know. It just is the fastest
good
place.
Explanation. The whole thing.
It's wired with the wires that you need.
The big telephone poles?
No, not telephone, babe. Internet. Internet's like underground cables and shit like that. Internet and telephone. Chattanooga sounds great to me.
Tennessee is just... Something's happening there. People love Nashville. People love it. Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of those gays, that gay couple in Nashville doing like a outfit of the day? And
no.
It's like a teeny tiny gay and his big, tall, hot boyfriend.
Which one's the top and which one's the bottom?
I don't know.
I like it when the teeny one's the top.
And he's honestly, they were iconic. They were on their porch. It looks really nice. They're like shirts, sweaters from J. Crew. Pants are from H&M. Shoes are Gucci.
That's sweet.
Ring is fake Cartier. And then his boyfriend, very like humbly, who's like objectively like the hotter one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell that he loves the small, like he loves his boyfriend, the small one. Like the small one seems like the talker. And
he's running
like,
the show.
He's running the show. And they're just like on the and someone said they look like Pinky in the Brain. And I was like, they're having a great life in Tennessee.
Here's the trick also is that you can live outside of LA and have a great life. And once you live in LA,
I'm winding down.
I've wound all the way down. As soon as I leave, like I was just in Oklahoma visiting family, and as I've experienced this now, every time I leave LA, I feel like the hugest sense of relief. I'm like, thank God. It's just a bodily reaction at this point.
And
I'm
like, here for a while.
I've been here for 14 years.
Yeah. I mean, you're
14 years of fuguing mostly, but like,
you need a moment out. You need somewhere else for like, a change.
I'm like, oh my God. Oh. And then the clock ticks with each second I stare at the clock, and it's like,
were you dreading coming back?
Yeah. And I've never experienced that before, and it's hard. And I'm trying to figure out if it's like, I just need to move to a different part of town, or if I need to move to a different city. When will inflation be over? When will things become affordable? Like, do I just need some new furniture? I can't even get new furniture, really. Do I just need to meditate and learn how to write a gratitude list? Like, it's a lot. I'm having like a lot of questions, but I implore you, LA is one of the worst places you can live right now. I'm not even kidding. It is hell on earth. And I think everyone
would agree.
Everyone would secretly agree, even people that are like, I fucking love it. Well, actually, the people that are like, I fucking love LA are zombies.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know that hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine?
That is where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in.
Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended, this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, our listeners can use code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry! Your hair and skin will thank you.
Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. And they're rich.
And they're rich, yeah. And they live like luxurious lifestyles. They're like rich influencers. And they don't count. That's like a different... I'm talking about just like normal people who work.
Damn, now I'm depressed.
Yeah, it's depressing. But it's also slightly freeing.
I mean, LA's brought me amazing things. But
no, it's amazing.
But it also is Hades.
I have gratitude, but I also don't love like flying into LAX, which is essentially just like
the worst airport in the world.
It is like LAX. It's like entering like a third world country when you land at LAX.
LAX is a bad place.
The paint's peeling, ceilings are falling out.
And they were like, everyone kept buzzing about the new Delta terminal. And then I went to it and I was like,
this is what you guys have been working on?
This? It felt, you know what it felt like? It felt like in the Truman Show when he's on the elevator and you see the back of the elevator and there's like a crew with like refreshments table and they slowly close it. That's how it looked to me.
Yeah.
It was like Truman Show vibes.
It's like folding tables.
This is a set. And people were like, oh, welcome to the new Delta terminal. And I was like, the coffee shop? I was like, people are pretending to be working at a coffee shop. You know what I mean? I had a moment of feeling like, and it was early and I was a little overtired, but I was like, I feel like it doesn't feel real.
Nothing's right.
Feels uncanny.
If you want to truly feel like a peasant piece of shit, spend a lot of money to fly to LA for a vacation and you will touch down and immediately feel like truly like a refugee. You will.
No, don't say that.
You will literally go from shuttle to shuttle to shuttle. Just start. All your money will fly out of your wallet. Maybe a piece of the ceiling will fall on your head, rendering you unconscious. That would actually be a blessing because then you could sue. But TBD if they'd ever pay, because it seems like they don't have any money at that airport. And then you can go to like a hotel where there will definitely be like a couch on the street corner. And you'll be like, what the fuck am I doing here? And that's the vibe.
Honestly, solve all your problems by flying out of Burbank.
Fly out of Burbank or Burbank just go. Is, I think like
I'm, when I'm at Burbank, cities. I'm at Wings.
Yeah.
I'm in the show Wings.
When you're at Burbank, you're flying high in April, not to be shot down. You are literally Frank Sinatra.
When I'm at Burbank, I'm like, I'm at a Greyhound terminal right now and I love it.
Yeah.
It's easy. Zip right in.
Just dip in. It's like the Oklahoma City airport. I'm just now like, I have my eye on like all these airports because LAX is the most traumatizing experience you can possibly have as a human being on this world. It is literally a human rights violation to have to like fucking enter that airport.
Austin Airport.
Gorgeous. Oklahoma City Airport.
Mwah. Denver.
Bozeman Airport.
Denver.
I've never seen Apocalypse such bunker. A Denver Airport. It's weird and big, but it's efficient.
Philly Airport. A slay.
I love it.
Chicago Airport.
Minneapolis Airport. iPads everywhere. The vibes. Incredible. LAX. Say a prayer. LAX, if you survive, if you fucking survive.
I also feel that way about Miami. Miami Airport is my hell.
No, I haven't been there in a minute.
Horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Even no, like JFK, not that bad.
Well, now it's gotten like, I think it's gotten like some reno. Newark, great.
Newark, I love it.
LaGuardia.
LaGuardia. It's ugly, but it works.
When I land at LAX and Garcetti's, welcome to Los Angeles, I'm like, fuck you.
I just look at the walls.
Where is he?
They're all so dirty. And I just say, I fucking hate this city. I hate it so much.
Where is Garcetti?
I get my bag. Ugh, I would like run it. I fucking haul it on a shuttle.
Did you hear me?
I don't know where he is.
Is he the mayor anymore?
No, he's about to. They're changing the mayor soon. So he's probably he's winding down. As soon as like election. That's a thing. It's like as soon as election year comes. They're winding down.
I know he's not the mayor. I just didn't know like if he's still. Like, when is he officially out of office? Because he was supposed to go be the ambassador to India, and then the Senate denied him.
I don't know. I don't keep up with his whereabouts.
Nominated him to be the ambassador to India.
What does that mean? You get to live in a mansion in India?
Yeah.
It's or you usually, just get like to travel there?
It's famously like gay men, gay people, like gay
it's
men.
Gay paradise?
No, it's like, I feel like there's a storied history of like ambassadors being like gay bachelors. Like historically,
where are the female ambassadors?
Caroline Kennedy.
Okay. Well, she's like a Nepo baby. Nepo baby ambassador, bitch.
But Garcetti, the Senate, usually they like approve anyone the president nominates. They denied him.
Well, good.
Well, he didn't. He
get a little consequences going as a treat.
Well, sorry for that tight 15 and screed.
I'm just keeping it real with like airport vibes. And if you're living in a smaller city, be fucking glad. Just cherish every day. Every day is a gift. I was walking around Oklahoma. I was like, wow, real estate is like you could have a fantasy that you could maybe buy a house. It just is like you have so much. There's so much space.
There's pros and cons to everything, but. A lot of cons to LA.
Nowadays, with
more cons
with the internet, it's like the huge cities are a scam. It's the biggest scam going
it is.
Right now.
It is.
Because internet and Zoom and even Google Meet have opened my eyes. What else is going on? Hillary Swank, pregnant. At 48 with twins.
Twins!
Fucking, we love.
I saw a very weird article that felt like it was written by AI that just said Hollywood star Hillary Swank pregnant with twins. I was like, one of those things is kind of true, I guess, still.
She's Hollywood star. This is great timing for Alaska Daily. Is Alaska Daily about a newspaper?
I think so. I think she's like a hard-nosed journalist living in Juneau.
I
gotta
write this article.
Living in Hastings.
I love it. Good for her. I love like a later.
I love Hillary
like a,
Swank.
I'm obsessed with geriatric pregnancies.
Well, the more I think the older you are, the more likely you are to have twins, right?
I don't think that that's true.
I'm not lying. I think there is like,
well, I think
scientific.
The older you are, the more likely you are to have in vitro fertilization, which is has more likelihood of like multiple embryos.
Okay, so I maybe meant that.
But yeah, I think that's maybe what you meant. I've never heard the other thing, but wow, if true.
Wrong again.
A man trying to explain.
A gay childbearing. Mansplaining.
Gay-splaining childbearing. Gay lore.
To a woman
who will most certainly have a geriatric pregnancy, if any.
But Hillary Swank and Diana.
Diana's pregnant again?
No, but they're proof.
No, I know. I was like.
Janet Jackson.
Sending my love to Diana Jenkins. May she get pregnant again. I like truly stand that.
But Hillary Swank is just. She's just fascinating to me. I'm just like. I mean, we talked about it a little before, but just like.
What a life.
Two Oscars in like 3 years.
A baby for each Oscar. That's good.
But this is where I'm just like. Hollywood fails its women.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, but like it's Hollywood fails.
You know
Oscar
what I've
winning.
Realized?
Okay, when I'm going to revise
you know
it, Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Stop. Hollywood fails its Oscar winning women.
Yeah. Well, winning an Oscar is also a scam.
It is a scam. It's just like, why? Like, I know that like that's a clear knowledge that like a lot of people, once they get an Oscar nomination, their careers or an Oscar win, they just kind of fade. Mm-hmm. But it's just to me, I'm just like, why? Like Hillary Swank should be.
Because it's a scam.
Yeah, I guess.
Because it's literally just like a marketing tool that no one actually cares about aside from the people involved in the tool.
But then like Brie Larson, like she wins an Oscar and now she just posts like weird AI.
And she does like Nissan commercials.
And like weird AI Instagrams where she's like looking incredibly dangerously thin and going, probably thinking about a taco.
What is
you see no, that?
But I'm obsessed with I'm her like, transformation.
Probably thinking about and it's like her going like this.
You're it's like probably about thinking it. About it. You should definitely eat it.
Probably thinking about donuts. It's all of her stuff is like, who says food can't be fun? And it's like her with like a leaf dangling from her tongue. And she's like, and I'm like, okay.
My
what?
Favorite scam from like dangerously thin people that potentially have eating disorders is like how much food content they post. Because you always know that something in the milk ain't clean when someone's like over posting food, but they're also like crazily thin and hot. Those two things
talking
are
about
at
food.
Odds with each other.
But I just that like, but I'm just no, but going back to like Brie Larson, I'm just like the Oscar winner to like relatable Instagram caption pipeline. It's just weird to me. Mm-hmm. It's like, why did they do that to her?
Damn.
I have nothing. I don't know. I don't have nothing against Brie Larson. I didn't see Room.
You didn't? I would have thought that you would have seen Room.
No, I don't. I couldn't. I didn't want to watch that.
Did you read the book?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I did not want to watch someone in captivity.
Yeah, I read the book and saw the movie. You could call me a room head. You wouldn't be lying.
I do have thresholds.
Captivity is one of them.
It didn't appeal to me, but I was like happy for her that she won. But at the same time, I'm like, why is, I mean, obviously she's like Ms. Marvel or whatever, right? Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good
you
for her.
You could do that without an Oscar.
But I'm just like, why did that happen to her?
Julia Roberts won an Oscar though, right?
She's rare. She's done it well. Nicole Kidman.
But she was already like a huge star by the time she won an Oscar.
She has. And she does it well, too, because she kind of stays out of the fray. Like Nicole Kidman, I love her. She's always working.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes I'm like.
But she's in the fray.
No. But what I'm saying is like. There's a part of me that sometimes I'm like. Nicole, like you don't
okay
need to
say no.
You don't need to say yes to every fucking thing. And I love watching everything she's in. So I'm like, I'm here for it. I'll go on this ride, even if it's like a shit ass TV show mm-hmm. that she's like, but I'm just like, Nicole, sometimes I'm like, you can go and be Mystique.
Mm-hmm.
You can have Mystique. Julie Roberts keeps that Mystique.
Yeah.
A little bit, which mm-hmm. I love. Anyway, that's a different story.
Should we talk about
Halle Berry. She wins an Oscar. She has an impassioned speech. Granted, it was unhinged, but it was genuine and raw and real. And then people were like, now she, I mean, she was in John Wick, which I loved. Mm-hmm. She was in Moonfall. Incredible
Moonfall.
Movie. But I'm like, she should be in gritty, like procedural limited series. You know what I mean? Like she should, like, where the fuck? What the fuck?
TBD if she's that good an actress, though. Good in some stuff, bad in other stuff.
Gothica.
I loved Gothica. It was a Gothica head. Bring back mental institution movies.
That's problematic now.
I think it's time. Let's talk. We got to talk about, we need more movie. Like, that is a genre that's underserved.
Unsane.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that. I need to watch that.
That was, oh my God, you haven't seen it?
No, I need to watch it.
You're surprised I didn't see Room. I'm surprised you didn't see Unsane.
Unraveling.
Claire Foy rocking a bizarre fake American accent, but is still...
That's part of her insanity.
But she slays.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. I just met, like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Girl Interrupted, Gothica.
Those couldn't be made today.
Bring back the insane asylum. It's time. It's time for some insane asylum drama. I think that it could be done.
American Horror Story, The Asylum. Mm-hmm. That was good.
That was wild, but... Hey, I watched it. Game. Awakenings
with Robin Williams.
That wasn't really the insane.
That
asylum.
Was like a,
was
comb
like a
award.
Coma doctor thing, but award
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser that takes place at the insane asylum.
In the second, just watched it.
I gotta watch that. I have really catching up to do, but it's hard because now an entire night is devoted to working.
I need to make a book suggestion before we get into.
Say it.
The book that the new M. Night Shyamalan movie is based on, Knock at the Cabin, the book is called Cabin at the End of the World. I just bought it because I didn't know it was a book. It's an incredible book. Like, you would actually love the book.
Am I going to, like...
No, it's literally...
Here's the thing. Can I tell
I
you my truth?
Days.
Is that... And then you tell me... You tell me then if... this
you're
is going to happen to me again. I'm going to share with you an experience that I had.
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
And tell me if, like, I just, okay.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
When Shutter Island was about to come out, I was so fucking excited for Shutter Island, I said. And then I just, like, I got so excited that I ran out, bought the book, read it. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I just completely spoiled this whole movie going experience for myself. And then saw the movie and was like, I would kind of wish I hadn't read the book. But do you think that that's going to happen with me and Knock at the Cabin?
I don't
know. Based on what I've shared and what you know about me to be true.
Probably.
But the books are usually better than the movie anyway.
Yeah,
Shutter Island
be
was very close. Like, so that one was like, and that movie was good. M. Night, he can tee it up, but sometimes he can't knock it out of the park.
He has co-writers on this.
Okay.
And I feel
and
like...
Old was good up until a point. Old served until it flopped.
But this book is... It's what you like. You love a gay couple in duress with a child. And it has everything. It has gay couple. It has apocalypse. It has what you need. Home invasion.
Cabin at
not
the
spoiling
end of the
anything.
World.
Yeah, not spoiling anything. That's all. And when you Google it, it's a quick read.
Oh my God. Someone recommended this to me years ago.
Yars.
A horror fan who also was like some dude. He was like, you should read this. It's really good. And then I looked and it hadn't gotten that much play on Amazon at the time. But now it's having the last laugh. Okay, maybe I'm going to read it. I need a book to get into.
I was up till like 12:30 last night. I didn't even watch TV last night. I just mango at my legs. I just read Knock at the End of the World.
I love that.
Cabin at the End of the World. But it's beautiful. It's so scary. It really freaked me. You know, when you're reading something and it's like almost feverish. Mm-hmm. And you have to finish it. No, but you start getting like. It made me almost dizzy at the end because it was so fucked up. Watch it. Read it.
I'm down.
But anyway, another horror.
Another horror.
Comes to an exciting kind of exciting, in my opinion, conclusion.
Of the one, the only.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy...
Unique...
Podcast.
Beverly.
Beverly Hells Angels. Forgot what our podcast was called.
Me too.
Damn.
Dementia. Someone tweeted recently that was a really funny tweet that made me laugh. They were like, fucking in 50 years, dementia tweets are going to be off the hook.
Damn.
That's true.
God.
We'll all be doing it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Fuck. That's scary.
I love that.
Yeah, so this is the end. We need to be really radically honest at the top of this episode. We didn't check in with each other. And like the last few episodes, I feel like we've been like, because we've been doing so much podding and like recapping that we've been like picking and choosing which ones we're physically writing notes for.
And like you guys have heard, trusting. Like sometimes I'll be like, I don't have notes. And then Carrie has them and he'll be like, I don't have notes. And then I have them.
So we sort of have been like implicitly trusting that one of the other is doing it. But today we were not in sync and neither of us took notes. Hopefully this doesn't mean that you're going to.
No, but I loved this episode and it was making me laugh consistently. And I was enjoying it so much that I was like, I'm just going to remember this for the rest of my days.
I didn't love it.
Really?
No, I thought I'm just like, I was. I think this season was better than I was thinking it was going to go, the direction it went in, but I still feel like it left a lot to be desired, and I feel really scammed and robbed that we were deprived of Aspengate.
Well, that's on Kathy.
I know, but I don't think I ever got over it.
Here's the thing, is I've been so radicalized by Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that they can now do anything, and I fucking eat it up and obsessed with it. Like the minutia feeds me, and I've been feeling this way for a long time, but like it really has cracked. And I think I'm like somewhat Stockholm syndromed into it, where I'm like, feed me, mothers. And everything they do gives me a chuckle.
You're like,
yeah, I'm like a hamster at the cage with my little suck thing. And the inside of it, the liquid is just Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'm not Stockholmed anymore.
That's fine. That's your truth.
Yeah, I feel like it really flopped. And
the season or the finale?
No, the finale just didn't do it for me.
It ended abruptly. I thought that it was going to keep going and have another scene, and then suddenly they just wrapped it up.
It was like an awkward end.
But Garcelle is having a Birkin party for her birthday. And
she has her gay... hired butler Patrick.
She stole the butler from Kathy.
He's like pretend French.
Mm-hmm. A French gay slut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, he's
Patrick had low temper. I think it's safe to say.
Oh my god.
What?
I'm so shook by the revelations of on the bonus episode from a reader who called in to report saying anything on their LT experience.
Guys, this week's bonus episode, we've never experienced such shunk on a bonus episode.
Lara and I both were silent for like a good 30 seconds.
We both immediately covered, you've seen the photo by now, but like we truly could not believe. It was a good bonus episode.
Yeah.
But anyways, you should really go to
Subscribe.
You should subscribe to the Patreon.
And you should buy tickets to our show in New
York. It's literally next Saturday, 10:15.
Bowery Ballroom.
Yeah, we're going to be at Bowery Ballroom during the weekend of BravoCon.
Yeah, there's no
excuse. We're taking a stand, and we won't be going to BravoCon. Thank you very much.
We know there's a lot of options that weekend, and we're really grateful that you chose
the right one. The only option. When we're in town, there really is only one option, and that's to come to the Sexy Unique Podcast live show.
But really, it'll be great. Come if you can. It'll be awesome.
No, it's the best.
Yeah, so Garcelle has a Birkin party. She's feeling very kind of emotional about how far she's come in her life, that she's at a place where she can do this for her friends. And it's just kind of a nice, I like that. Yeah. So everyone has to drive.
She's killing it.
To San Francisco.
Everyone drives into like San Bernardino County to go to Garcelle's house at the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And she is the cabin at the end of the world. And I do have some notes, actually, I'm seeing now. I have four notes. Killing it. But yeah, so she's, you know, making jokes. There's like a $45,000 purse there. And
$60,000.
Yeah, I'm sure there are like $60,000 purses. And everyone comes on over, except Kathy is suspiciously missing. Yeah, Kathy's in the midst of suing Bravo and sending like cease and desist and trying to like single-handedly destroy NBCU/Peacock.
I'm not thrilled. I feel really betrayed.
You know what's also crazy is I've been, as we've moved through Aspengate and like been posting on socials and taking the temperature, the general sentiment is that Rinna is lying. Like the popular narrative amongst fans, so it seems from my dipping a toe into these dangerous waters, is that everyone thinks Rinna's lying, that Kathy did nothing wrong, and that like, and that's the tea.
Everyone thinks Kathy did nothing wrong and that she's exposing Kyle for who she is. And I'm just like,
I'm like, Kyle literally hasn't done anything.
Wait. I'm just, it's really bizarre. Like, I don't trust Rinna in a lot of ways, but I don't think she's lying about this.
No.
No one is, like, everyone else saw what happened.
No, they didn't. Well.
But everyone saw, like, that she had a meltdown.
I don't think they did, because Garcelle and Sutton said that they weren't even there.
Oh. I thought in, like, the nightclub she was, like, having a tantrum.
They did, but some of the girls didn't go to, like, the next club or whatever, like they went home.
Right, but I'm saying there's people aside from Rinna that began that saw even the start of it, and now Kathy's gone as so far as to say like that didn't even happen, and now she has like LaToya Jackson tweeting in her defense.
Detective LaToya.
I've known Kathy Hilton since middle school, and she's never thrown a tantrum in her whole life.
That's incredible.
And it's just weird to me to see people.
That would be like me reaching out to like a friend, my friend Kate, who lives in Alabama, like me throwing a temper tantrum and like allegedly just like throwing the F slur and the N word around, then sending out cease and desist. And then everyone's like, Lara, you did do this stuff. And then me asking Kate, who I haven't seen in years, but we text sometimes still, being like, hey, I'm going to really need you to come forward and vouch for me here. And then her issuing like a statement on my behalf.
Also, Kathy posted this video and they're dancing to Michael Jackson. I'm just like, Kathy goes in with the MJ.
Has anyone that is like team Kathy and like anti-Rinna, have you considered for one second stopped and paused your day to ask yourself this important question, which is, why would Kathy send a cease and desist if she didn't say something? Do they just think that that's a lie too?
I feel like I'm not even like team Rinna. I'm just kind of like
team chaos. I'm Team Beverly Hills.
I think
Rin
is an agent of chaos, which I get a kick out of watching her.
And I think she'll stop at nothing to serve drama. And that's what I'm looking for on a TV show.
Rinna will stab you in the back, in the front, in the side, in the face. And like, I love it.
Yeah.
But I don't, I think Rinna's lied about stuff, but I don't think, or exaggerated or like skewed the truth. I don't think she's lying about this. And people I trust, people I respect being all in for Kathy Hilton. I'm just like, what's wrong with me? Am I not seeing something?
No, I think that we've seen the light, but we're realizing how crazy the rest of the world is. Because this is one of the most divisive things that's happening in our country right now.
And I don't even think Kyle's like, I'm not even really team Kyle. I'm just kind of like, I don't think Kyle, people are like, Kyle's being exposed for who she really
is. What? Loving cats?
Thank you to Kathy Hilton for showing her sister's ass to the world. And I'm just like,
did they watch something that we didn't?
Yeah. I mean, Kyle's annoying and she's been kind of snaky and like,
but to what are they referring?
I don't know. It's really weird.
People are
Kathy Hilton has
torn this country apart single-handedly.
She has laid waste to the very fabric
of our society.
Of gay America
is unraveling quicker than we can repair it, and that's all due to Kathy Hilton and the Bones City event and that shithole nightclub that they went to.
January 6th wasn't the death of America.
January 6th was a fucking picnic compared to what
Kathy Hilton has done to this country. What she has done.
She's wreaked havoc. We will never be able to walk back.
Flipped America upside down, where right is wrong, left is right, up is down, and red is.
It's crazy though. Like the vile hate that's been spewed. No, I just think it's funny because it is Housewives. It's not that big of a deal, but people are fucking lit.
Kathy Hilton?
I'm on the wrong side of TikTok.
Kathy Hilton has come into the fray and she has exposed the people that have just... I'm just like, what?
What is go... But
she's a rotten person.
Yeah.
She's a bad
person. I believe that
person.
She's like a Cabbage Patch Kid on steroids.
If you think Kathy Hilton is like on your side, you're wrong.
She's on the side of money.
Money and...
And like... not having to do anything
and not standing like last year I was like love this loopy Madame Magoo,
yeah.
And now I'm just like, I see, I'm like, that's all an act.
Well, because Kathy even said it at one point. She said, I remember somewhere she was like, Paris and Nikki were horrified that I would go on a show because they were like, we don't trust you not to like say something bad. And I was like, they know.
Yeah, I'm sure Paris and Nikki
are like, you're not meant for this. They, you know, your own parents and like what they're capable of.
I'm sure they've been traumatized by their mom their whole lives.
Yeah, that's why. So I think that if you are going to an emotional growth boarding school, like it's not just you. It's not just like you're a teen that's out of control and doesn't get it. Your parents have played a massive role in that.
Mama and Papa had something to do with
their fucked up teenager.
Yeah, the tincture that is your ODD.
But I'm just shocked. I'm like, do the people think that Kathy is, that Rinna's still wrong? And kind of, do you hear the people singing the song of Lisa Rinna?
But I'm just like, I'm kind of just like, there's no, I'm at a point where I'm like, no one's good. Like, no one's
good and no one's bad. They just are.
But Kathy's
bad and Rinna is good in this scenario. I'm sorry. Also, I've heard from two very, very trustworthy sources that Rinna is 100% not lying at all. And that, like, this reunion, like, the way this reunion goes down, it's doubtful that Kathy and Kyle will ever speak again. And I'm just saying... that kind of shit doesn't happen if you are just like normal in Aspen. So at the Birkin party, everyone's buying little purses and Garcelle is like, should I do it? Should I not do it for her, for a yellow Birkin that's like a reasonable 16K? And everyone's like, just do it. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to, which I love that relatable. I don't know what that was, a book, I think. It's fine.
I'm shook, as Rinna said.
Well, I'm just shook. I'm simply shook.
Yeah, I just didn't really like, I feel like I fugued in this episode a little.
You did, but I was like crying. Number one, Rinna milking this for all it's worth and calling it the most traumatizing thing of her entire life and being like,
not her mother's
no, dad. I'm being like, I am shook. I'm honestly still shook and so traumatized that she can't even say what had happened.
I locked myself in the bathroom.
Garcelle goes, you did? Wow. Garcelle's in a place of wow this whole episode.
This whole season, Garcelle's really been in a place of, oh.
Yeah. She goes, wow. She asks a lot of questions. And then when she gets the answer that she doesn't quite agree with, she just goes, wow.
I have to hand it to
Garcelle. I've adopted her sense of wow. I've noticed a lot. I'm in a place of wow with a lot of people and interactions.
Garcelle really, she's brought a lot to this.
She's a good addition because she'll ask the tough questions.
She's an interviewer. Yeah,
and I appreciate that about her. I do think that there could be a season where the tides shift because she does kind of have like, she has a bit of an attitude or like I'm above this like drama a little bit.
There's a coldness from her, which I don't totally blame her for when coming into this. I mean, I think she's sort of like, this is a fucked up group and I'm going to keep my guard up. Mm-hmm. I think she has to. So I appreciate that she brings that, like, that's kind of a dose of reality to this kind of echo chamber of people that have been in this bubble for a decade and able to kind of operate how they operate. And then Garcelle comes in and sort of, sometimes I'm like, okay, Garcelle, like play the game.
She has to play the game a little bit. I think it will, she probably will more. I like that she doesn't too, but I want more of a balance between doing it and not doing it because it will, that approach, I think
gets tiring
and doesn't age well.
I think Cherie is going to cause some drama.
I'm like, let's give Cherie a chance. Because I even, in this specifically, there was a moment where Lisa was like talking about everyone that was on the show. And she's like, and Cherie, and it cut to Cherie. And I forgot that she was even in the cast.
They'll give
but
her
every
diamond.
Time that Cherie was like in a scene, she made me laugh. Good.
Yeah, she's good. And she's
down to just say things, which I think you really have to be open to being silly and like saying whatever.
She gets in there.
So I'm excited to see
I'm
where she goes.
To it.
Everyone sits down after their Birkin buys and they're simply exhausted from making that drive and then buying like thousands of dollars worth of purses. And
Patrick kind of like talks to Sutton's assistant about like hopping from dick to dick.
Yeah, Patrick's basically like, I fucking suck, and that's the name of my game.
Justin was like, are you married? And he's like, please, I'm a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
I stick my dick in everything.
I was living for his transparency.
Yeah.
I love like a slutty butler.
A generational of like old school kind of radical. Mm-hmm,
single gay.
And then like kind of a more like, I feel like that I'm assuming that Sutton's assistant is probably leaning more towards like trad.
He's a Nashville gay.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone sits down and then Kyle tells Lisa that she needs to cool her jets on talking about Kathy so much because she's just trying to have peace in her family. And I understand where Kyle is coming from. I understand. But at the same time, I was getting really frustrated because I'm like, Kyle, like, you cannot, like, you can't control this situation. And
it's
so codependent and it's so like, And it's like, you're never going to be able to get what you want. Like this is out of your control. And like, you should just feel free. You're killing it right now. You're like the star of a TV show. You just shot a movie. Like, your husband is hot. You're richer than ever. Like, you don't really need Kathy.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
No, I know it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying.
It's like a...
I wanted Kyle to shake meet, her.
I know, but Kyle craves approval from her sisters.
You know, Kyle needs to go to a meeting.
And you know, Kim Richards will never take Kyle's side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll... The minute there's some conflict between Kyle and Kathy, you know whose side Kim is running to.
Oh, yeah, because Kim got the same thing. The thing is, neither Kathy nor Kim is as strong as Kyle. Kyle is like a strong person with like a solid foundation who can exist on a show like this and like succeed at it, because she is she's like the entertainment guru. So she gets
she's quietly the star of the family.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But they hate her for it.
They want to destroy her. I believe that.
I do too.
I believe that in my bones.
I think they want to kill her.
I think so too.
I think it's like spiritual death. I think so too. I think it's like Salem's Lot. Like, Kyle wakes up and like they're outside her window scraping on like in a cloud of fog. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean they're actually.
No, everyone knows that.
I know. But for people who are like,
don't.
Glaring.
Don't put it into the world.
What did she just do? Like, Gary, Larry. No. But yeah, they want to destroy. They're like, I will destroy her. Like, they're like, please.
Kathy wants Kyle to like feel sad.
Yeah, it's truly Suspiria vibes. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And Lisa just can't let go. I am shook.
So nothing's really
solved.
And
they're like, Kyle's like, please stop talking about it. Like, I'm walking away now. Also, Kyle's inexplicably wearing this like pink house dress that I was like, Kyle, like, I would destroy you too just for wearing that dress. Like, you've got, like, please don't. With this matronly look.
There's a few things Kyle needs to be reprimanded for.
And it's not her behavior.
It's her
style. But she looked positively glowing at the reunion. She was the queen. I think Kyle has now stepped into her own. She needed a...
I haven't watched any trailers.
I haven't watched it either, but I just saw like the Daily Mail ran some thing about like all the photos she posted from it. Kyle has Teresa Giudice levels of extensions forming a ponytail. She's bronze now. She has some blonde highlights. Her face looks snatched and she's wearing like a sparkly pink dress and heels. And she is truly the queen of the reunion. There's a photo of her like sitting on Andy's lap. She's like showing him a new tattoo that she got. And she's like loving it. And I was like, this is the Kyle I want to see, who truly understands that she is the star of the family and she no longer needs.
She's like, Daddy, yeah, let me sit on your lap, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And Andy's like, up here.
Get up here, sweetheart. Yeah. And I think, I hope and I pray that she's like evolving to realize her worth. I pray.
So then the big night of Kyle's.
Oh, wait. But then Rinna does what? One of my favorite things ever. That's all coming back to me now. Rinna does one of my favorite things ever, which is like Kyle tells her like enough is enough. And she like goes into the kitchen. She walks her little house dress into the kitchen and Rinna comes into the kitchen. And she goes, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for saying anything, but, you know, I really do. I do hope that Kathy gets the help she needs. I pray she gets the help she needs.
She said the P word.
I close my eyes every night and I just truly hope that she gets the help. And I'm like, this is another grade A level troll from the queen herself, Rinna. This is one of my favorite things.
The troll
this
queen.
Is one of the most effective trolls you can possibly do is to just hope and pray either to someone's face, it's a troll, but behind their back to someone else, even bigger troll, where you just really hope like, that they get the help they need.
It's like, I gotta say, I'm going to love the sinner.
Hate the sin.
And hate the sin. It's very like that, like, I love you, but I also worry for you.
I really hope that she gets the help she needs. That's how I felt when DJ sent us the C&D. I pray that she finds the peace she's looking for.
My hot take, even after being served D and C, I'm like, I hope she comes back.
Me too.
She served?
I want...
You've changed
your tune.
I mean, I don't love her, but now I'm like, well, God, we need her. Look, Alaska Daily.
I am constantly getting served Alaska Daily ads now.
So then Kyle's hosting this big benefit on behalf of Princess Grace de Monaco.
Also, the diamond company that they've partnered with is Gismondi Diamonds, which I've never heard of. Not that I have heard of every diamond company in the world, but I was like, there seemed to be something. I'm going to just say this. I know Monaco is like tax exempt and diamonds are sus, I think. And royals are weird.
Sus.
And to combine all those elements
something
in a foundation, which is also tax exempt. I'm just like, there's some.
Don't you?
I just
say
felt
it.
Like there was a shady element to this partnership. That's all I'm saying.
Princess de Monaco, Grace de Monaco. So it's a benefit that all 100% of proceeds go to, quote unquote, their charity.
But there were 20 people. The benefit was just the housewives and their mates.
Yeah, I don't
there
know.
There wasn't, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait until there.
Yeah,
I thought there was going to be like an auction.
Kris Jenner is going to be there. It's going to be like all the big, Ellen DeGeneres, you know, like all the people. And then it was just.
Yeah, I was like, I thought they were going to be like, and now like everyone bid on this vacation and then they drive it up to like 500K. Like that's one of my favorite things to watch. And then weirdly, it looked like no one spent money.
I thought like Brad Paisley was going to play because Kyle loves like country. I thought like someone was going to come in and like, you know, Pharrell Williams is going to, he sings Happy. Like I thought it was going to be like a star studded gala and it was just.
It was a gathering.
It was a gathering.
With a stage.
On behalf of the Grimaldi royal family of Monaco.
It was weird. I'm just saying it was weird.
Princess Grace was fucked up.
How so? What?
Okay. There was a documentary and there's a story that connects her to the knights, this temple of.
Doom.
No, the Order of the Solar Temple, mm-hmm. which was a cult in the 70s and 80s, and like among like the wealthiest people of like Switzerland and like France and Monaco, and they all ended up killing themselves and killing each other and setting themselves on fire. And Grace, there's an alleged account that Grace was initiated into the order like a few years before her death, and she was in this cult, and it was like kind of like an Eyes Wide Shut.
Whoa.
And when she died, her car was found in the yard of a member of the temple.
Something to think about.
It was on, you know, it's not, I'm not making it up. There's a documentary about
what's
it.
What's it called?
I forgot. But there's, royals are fucking
royals
weird.
Royals are weird.
And they do weird shit, and clearly Prince Andrew.
The thing that I'm like mildly obsessed with and have followed loosely is, so Grace's son, Prince Albert of Monaco, married this South African woman,
yeah,
Charlene.
She's a swimmer.
Yeah. But on all the rumors leading up to their wedding was that like Charlene really didn't want to do it, and like she was really upset that she like was getting married
against her will,
I guess, or she would just like didn't want to do it but then did, but then was like crying on her wedding day. But it allegedly, they weren't like tears of happiness, it was like she was like devastated on her wedding day. And I think he had fathered children like out of their relationship, yeah. So it was partially to do with that, because he was like a serial cheater.
I think he has a kid that lives here.
And then recently, she like was out of the public eye, but kind of suspiciously for a long time.
Exhaustion.
Yeah. Or like she might have had to go to the insane asylum, and like then came back, and she had like shaved her head or like part of her head. And she was like sporting like a very edgy do.
Mackenzie Davis.
Yeah. And it was just like, I'm always have an eye on Charlene, because I do think that she's a queen to me. She is my princess.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And
she's like 6'3".
I think there were also like rumors that she wanted to run away, but he like stopped her. Like, she seems very tortured in this relationship, and it's continued. And I don't know if those are just like rumors, but
they have twins, right?
They have two kids. I don't know if they're twins.
The whole family's fucked up. I mean, Stephanie, Prince Albert's sister, like, was the one driving when Grace died.
Did she die in a car accident?
Yeah, they like flew off a cliff in Monte Carlo. And Stephanie's like tried to be a singer. She had a music video that she's just like shuffling around like a pool in the 80s. It's actually kind of good.
That. That's like Kris Jenner, I Love My Friends level.
Yeah, she was trying to be like a Tiffany kind of singer.
That's cool.
But she's been through it. She's like an alcoholic.
Wow. Who isn't?
Anyway.
So
the events, it's at Kyle's house. Everyone's getting ready.
Kyle just like can't wait to host this event. This is truly Kyle having like low level charity event. I thought this was also just going to be a white party. Because what happened to the white party? Damn, end of an era.
She goes, in Beverly Hills. I was like, Kyle loves like a...
She loves telling you how it is in Beverly Hills.
The more glam a party is, the more money people will spend. I'm like,
okay, I was like, where did they spend money though? This thing?
Yeah, who's coming?
Also,
like, I went.
Do you remember when Kyle's like whole storyline for a season of Beverly Hills was like her joining the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce? It was Kyle by a Lean To era.
Oh my God.
And she, her, all the drama, like the storyline that she brought to the table was like, Chamber of Commerce.
Oh yeah. Isn't that space still like abandoned?
Kyle by Aline too. I think
Villa Blanca is abandoned.
It's on the same block. They're like at either end of the same block.
Yeah. It's near like Bedford. So weird. So Kyle's all excited. Dorit's sporting a $5 million necklace.
They're all just dripping in diamonds.
I was a little like, I'm not trying to judge, but I was a little like with Dorit. I was like, nothing should stop her from living her life. But I'm like, someone so traumatized from being robbed, like, why are you wearing, I don't know.
Well, she's wearing like borrowed jewelry.
No, I know, but I'm just like,
I think it's okay. There's security guards there.
Yeah, I just worry for her because she's so like fragile.
And I think that's like the safest thing that she can engage
okay,
in.
Okay. All right, a security guard,
and it's like lent. So it's not like she owns it. She's just finally getting to like enjoy some luxury without having to fear for her life.
She really fell off.
I know. She got to coast because she got the robbery sympathy. That's just how it goes.
She's insured herself another season, but she better step it up.
Yeah, she needs to step up her pussy. Though she did give us like good PK, like comedy.
Yeah, but it really fell
off.
He
goes, should I wear the long tie or a bow tie? She goes, I think a bow tie. Joke's on you. I don't even have a bow tie. I like their little thing.
Yeah.
And her boobs were looking incredible. Oh,
her tits were like,
I was like, whoa.
They were like fully just softballs.
It was voluptuous. When they arrived to Kyle's house and she goes, did I tell you I loved you this morning? And he goes, yes, darling. And she goes, did I show you I loved you this morning? And he goes, no. And she goes, well. And they got it. I was like, oh. I literally was, I'm trying to get that level.
She was like this.
I need...
Did I tell you I loved you this morning? I was like,
I need a pair of knockers after I saw her, the power of her
power
tits.
Tits
are power. Whether you like it or not, that's just the goddamn truth.
They are.
They're powerful entities. And she wields them.
Like, she's an X-Men with her.
She is Storm, but instead of a storm, it's just boobs. Voluptuous breasts.
PK.
Yeah.
So they get to the party. It's kind of a flop.
They're served like a weird steak.
Erica
did look good though.
Erica and Lisa arrive and they get to the door. Erica, the way she closes the door, it's like she can't really move in her dress because it's so like hugging her bodice, like so tight that she has to like, she goes.
She's death becomes her fully.
No, but I was like, she almost looked like she was like, it was like very like Jerry Blank. In a neck brace, she was wearing like a, she had a phantom neck brace.
She did. She had scoliosis.
She's like, oh, this jewelry. Oh, I can't wait to experience some luxury.
Garcelle's wearing like Fun Dip color lipstick.
To be honest, I really hated the green. I hated the whole. Was she taking a stand against diamonds? It seemed the.
Political?
It seemed somewhat political. I don't know what Gismondi's, like where they mine their diamonds, but I was getting like a sense of like there's some sort of like political statement being made here.
Well, I feel like most diamonds are racist.
Or just mined from TBD, like Africa.
Colonizer.
Or
yeah.
Just like diamond mining in Africa. I know that's like a huge source. So,
I mean, Elon Musk.
Anyways.
So then Diana and her husband, they look good.
Yeah.
She was wearing like, she kind of like a Lady Miss Keir, like D-Light sort of red leather.
Like a PVC dress.
Looked like a gay vampire. Mm-hmm.
And they go, why didn't you wear diamonds? And she goes, I mean.
Count how many carats.
Just look at me. Guess how many carats. I was like, okay, we got it. You're richer than all these women. I love it. But come back not. Again. She's not?
I think Sutton's richer.
Yeah.
And that's why she hates her.
I think she and Sutton are probably the richest. Kyle, close on their tails.
So they kind of like all like blah, 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 blah. And then it gets to the end.
Well, so everyone gathers at...
Did you like my-
No, I hated that. I was like, let it be over soon, please, for the love of God. I was like, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to wrap this. You're trying to wind down. You're trying to wind down before we got to like the meat of the thing, which is everyone gathers by the heating lamps because Kyle throws
so
them
cold.
Out.
Diana, I like when she snapped and was like, why the fuck are you having a party in February
with no
in
heater
LA?
Lamps.
Again, we've talked about this before. People don't realize it's cold as fuck in Los Angeles until like April.
Yeah. It's a different kind of cold. You may see 62 and be like, that's not that cold. Trust me, it hits different.
To the bones
and
all. Bones and
all. So they go huddle under the heat lamps and then Rinna just starts laying in again about the Kathy of it all. And Kyle.
Kathy's missing.
Rinna spills the tea to Erica in the car that, like, Kathy sent cease and desist to Bravo. Like, she's trying to shut everyone up. She's the silencer. She tried to silence Rinna, but Rinna's not that kind of girl. And Kyle's like, please stop talking about this. Like, you're literally destroying my relationship with my sister. And when you lash out at her, the person that you're really just hurting is me. Damn. And I was like, that sucks. But also, yes and no. And I have to say, I don't want to be on Team EJ Global, but points were made. Points were made that I could not disagree with.
No, yeah. She has merit.
She was like, I've gotten raked over the coals this whole season for things I didn't do. I was like, okay, like, let's walk that back, but go on. And she's like, and then Kathy gets to come in here and say things, and then everyone sweeps that under the rug. I just don't think that's fair. And I was like, it's not, but Kathy's also richer than you.
So then someone in the camp has leaked. Someone was leaking the info.
And Rinna's just like, I can't stay quiet. I have to say something. If I see something, I say something. Because I don't, that's how I get cancer. And then I'll get cancer and then I'll die of cancer because I've just swept things under the rug. But I don't want cancer. I want to live. So I'm just going to say everything I want because I want to be healthy.
And everyone starts laughing.
And everyone's like,
Diana and Crystal are like, what?
But I was also like, she's not wrong. You live in a family of just secrets and walking on eggshells and like never confronting anything. You're literally just like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, I mean.
And so then it comes out that like Rinna or someone has leaked. Someone's been leaking.
She says, I know I have a very, very, very good source that tells me it's someone that
is in this at this party.
Wants to get attention directed away from their own issues.
Yeah, Garcelle posits over dinner that like the only reason Rinna and EJ are riding Kathy's dick is like because they just want everyone to stop talking about EJ Global, but
which is probably true in some way.
But it's also like I was like, no one's gonna stop talking. Her problems still persist.
Nevertheless. And then as they're walking away, Kyle goes, please don't talk about this. And she goes, I would never talk about this.
She goes, it's been leaking. It's been leaking all over the place. And then no one will like say anything. And Sutton goes, fine, do I have to go do it? Have either of you leaked something to the press? And EJ goes, I don't even know how to do that. And then Kyle was like, well, your publicist did it. And then EJ goes, well, I don't think so.
She goes, well, my publicist isn't Nikki Hilton's publicist, so that wouldn't be in their best interest, now would it?
Which I kind of was like, okay, yeah.
I love when they talk about the press, mm-hmm. the papers, publicists.
I like Kyle. They love saying she doesn't even have a publicist.
Yeah, that was power.
Yeah, that was like, wow, that was a flex.
Old Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Erica, of course, has one.
Yeah, she needs one. She does. I'm like, have you listened to her, the publicist? Because it seems like you might just be wasting money on this person. Yeah. And then Rinna, them basically saying, like, we're not the problem. Kathy's behavior is the problem was my ultimate yes, queen takeaway.
Yeah, no, she said it. But it's also like, I understand Kyle's position. It's like, you've known Kyle long enough. Like, you've been close. You've been friends for, like, 15 years, like,
you know how this family works.
Like, help your friend out.
But also, you've been on the show for the whole time and you know how the show works and you know how your family works better than anyone. So, like, don't go on the show if you're not ready to, like, get in the ring and play the game. I see all sides, but I'm also like, if you're not ready to square the fuck up, and also, don't go on a show if you can't hold your shit together and not, like, verbally abuse people when someone won't conga line with you to Thriller.
But, Laura, no one... That's why people who go... That's why, like, a Jen Shah type... These people have such egos that they don't think about that.
It's okay to have an ego and be on the show and have your flip-outs filmed. But when you have an ego and you're just trying to hide things... That's not fair to anyone.
Kathy?
Kathy, fuck you. Did you see her reunion look?
I haven't seen.
She posted like a picture. She was like, "Thank you to Oscar De La Renta for my Barbie cord look," and it's like this pink tea. It's like it was really. It was shocking. It made me think that she has mental issues. I'm still team sundowning. I'm team dementia. I'm team sleepy Kathy. That would actually be a really good excuse if she went on the reunion she said, "I actually have dementia and I just don't want anyone to know." She should pull the dementia card, even if it's not true.
I hope one of the housewives, I don't wish it for them, but I wonder if in our lifetimes we'll see housewives dealing with like slow sundowning.
They should film them.
I don't want that to happen to anyone, of course, but like it'll be curious as they get older if they stay on.
They should do like a Real Housewives of like the nursing home, like a really chic nursing home, like an expensive one.
I'd love it. Yeah. Cocoon. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you next week for the reunion.
Yeah. Do we miss anything?
No, I mean, Erica and
how Lady Global.
Lady Globe, how dare they speak? Well, I've been raked through the coals.
They give you like a little.
They're doing like Sunset Boulevard in the car.
But they also do like.
You and I, we're strong. We lay it out on the table, but we go home and we suffer in silence. And I was like, I live for this. I'm so strong. Oh, bless you. I'm so strong in public. But when I'm alone. Cry.
Private hells
are everything to me. It's a female narrative that I so deeply relate to, and it sounds so ridiculous, but then is also so true for many people.
They give us a little like, where are they now?
Mm-hmm. Kyle and Kathy aren't really speaking or seeing each other.
Diana suffered another miscarriage but is still hoping. I'm like, I wish her well. That's really hard.
EJ Globes, her lawsuit got dismissed.
She's just fighting for those fucking earrings. Sutton's kind of dating that guy.
And
Garcelle.
Rinna. She went to Oregon to lay Lois to rest. And Garcelle had a book come out. And
that not everyone enjoyed, and the cuts to Erica's trial.
But I also kind of think that was pre-planned. Like, I could see Erica texting Garcelle and be like, I'm going to do like a stunt queen move to get you like press, which I was like, if so, which I like to think that's
the real one.
Real one. I love like just stirring up drama for drama's sake.
Yeah, all in all, a better season than I thought it'd be, but I think it ended with a whimper.
I want a tell-all at the reunion. I want Lisa Rinna to come with a PowerPoint presentation that one by one, slide by slide, outlines Kathy's entire meltdown from start to finish.
It's like when Monique Samuels came in with the binder on Potomac and just had like...
It's the best move on a reunion is to bring...
Come with notes,
binders, and... PowerPoint presentations. I want her to like open a laptop and then like fire up the PowerPoint.
We'll see. Guys, tickets for 8 or 10:15 show at the Bowery Ballroom next Saturday in New York
City. They're on sale. They're flying off the shelves. Be there or be square. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we assure you it's going to be mage.
It's going to be lit.
And yeah, SLC tomorrow, baby.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.